I watched the Golden Globes last night, and it was woke. But they were in a pickle, and I mean, they had to be woke, and I don't blame them. But that's what's coming up on the Anti-Woke Podcast. I watched the Golden Globe Awards on YouTube last night. The whole show was on NBC. I don't know if it lasted 3 hours like the Oscars or whatever, but on YouTube, you could just, you know, if you got an ad blocker, you could just watch the acceptance speeches of the actors and what and directors and whatnot. And, you know, I basically got the whole gist of the show in probably 35 minutes. Well, plus an opening monologue that was probably about 10 minutes. So a while ago, there was the hashtag OscarsSoWhite. I forget, you know, five to 7 years ago. And basically all the people who were winning Oscars were white, and so that was the whatever, that's racist, and so they created the hashtag. And so the Oscars got into doing, you know, more diversity, equity, and inclusion. Last year, what? Will Smith slapped the shit out of Chris Rock, so I think they achieved it. They got their DEI done there. But then after the Oscars were fixed, then DEI people took a look at the Golden Globes and they were gonna fix that. It was canceled last year. Like they got taken down harder than the Oscars, but you know, like a few years later. And the Golden Globes is put out by the Hollywood Foreign Press Society, I think, the HFPS. Every winner was saying, "I'd like to thank the HFPS or HFPA, whatever it is." And I think they said the Golden Globes have been going on for, I don't know what, 70, 80 years, long time. But the Hollywood Foreign Press is kind of a strange little organization. I'm making up these numbers because I'm not going to look it up. But I want to say they have like 60 members. Like, you know, the Oscars is, I think there's thousands of people who vote on it. You got actors and directors and all sorts of stuff. But I think the Hollywood Foreign Press was like, if a French newspaper had a reporter living in California so that they could write Hollywood stories in French for the French newspaper back home, I think that would be the kind of person who'd be in the Hollywood Foreign Press. And you don't really need that many reporters from foreign countries and stuff. So anyways, it was a small number of people. So I don't know if all the winners of the Golden Globes were white, but I think every member of the Hollywood Foreign Press, I think, was white, or all but one or something. And then they have like the chief Hollywood Foreign Press guy. I think he got Me Too'd. He was trying to use his position to get some tang. And so that all blew up in their face, I think, yeah, after George Floyd. And so they ended up not having it last year, but they're back now. I mean, I think the reason why they do the show is, you know, it's to make money. Well, how do they make their money? They make their money by going on television network, you know, it's like a big night. You know, like the Oscars, they're not as popular lately, but it was kind of like the Super Bowl for women. You could charge a lot of money for ads, and you'd have, you know, many millions, tens of millions of people watching the Oscars. And then the Golden Globes is a similar idea. And I think what it was last year is no network was willing to pay them to run the show, so that's why they canceled it. So I don't have any stats, but I think the Hollywood Foreign Press, it got some black people into it. Do you have any Polish in you? Would you like some? And they probably fired that guy who was abusing his power. And so they're back. And then because of all that, I mean, basically they weren't woke enough. They got canceled. It's kind of a cancel culture, woke anti-woke thing. And so that's why I was watching. I was just curious to see, you know, how woke they were now. And they got the memo. I mean, at least of the winners I saw, almost none of them were like your standard white man. Although best actor and best director were Colin Farrell and Steven Spielberg. But best actress and best supporting actor were Asian, the two stars from Everything Everywhere All at Once. The supporting actor guy is Short Round. Remember Short Round from Indiana Jones 2, like the kid, the little Asian kid? He's back, and I think he was like crying and saying that he got passed over because he was not white, and then the guy who made this movie like gave him a chance even though he's not white. It's fine. I like Short Round. I can't remember who got supporting actress, but I mean obviously it was a woman, so that was good. And they do like TV shows also. Golden Globes is kind of weird. They got more categories, but I think they did. I think it's called Abbott Elementary. Something Elementary is a TV show, and it's created by a black woman, and then the star of it is a black man. So I think, anyways, both of them won in whatever their TV category was. So that was diverse. And they had some Lifetime Achievement Awards they gave out. Gave one to Eddie Murphy, which is fine. I used to love Eddie Murphy in the 80s. They definitely got the queer stuff in there. I think it was White Lotus. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the show was, but anyways, there's some show that has a trans woman, born a male type person. And so the creator, when they got up there, they said, "I really want to say that this trans person was very important to the work." So, whatever. The camera showed us a trans person. That was good. The whole audience stood up and clapped like the most clapping of the whole show was standing up and clapping for the trans person. And like the presenter was a man wearing a dress. I don't know if he's trans or he just likes to wear long flowing red ball gowns. But anyways, they got that stuff covered pretty well. And I think that guy, so that was a gay guy who was thanking the trans person. And I think he got into some politics in his speech. It was the only one that had someone saying that, America's, I don't know if he was saying it was America was racist. He probably was. America was homophobic or something, and it was great that he could be there and stuff. I feel like the last time I watched the Oscars, or some of it, I'm not sure what year that was, but I guess Trump was in office, and it just seemed like every actor that got up there was like, "Let me take this time to shit on Donald Trump." And so my guess is that the Golden Globe presenters asked the people to not be political, because I don't know why they wouldn't do that every single speech now, But they didn't. I think they were asked to not do it. I think they generally didn't do it, except for that one guy. And the host of the show was some black comedian, a guy I never heard of. And he was fine. He was personable and somewhat funny. His first joke, I could just see it coming from a mile away. He's like, "Thanks for being here. Let me tell you something. Do you know why I was chosen to host?" And in my head, I said, "Because you're black." And then he said, "Because I'm black." And it's a meta thing where you're kind of looking from the outside in. So obviously, the reason why he was chosen to host is because he's black. But then it is also obvious that the joke that you make in that situation is you say, "Because I'm black." And that's fine. That's a good joke, for the normies. I mean, it's funny because it's true. But would have been, I guess what would have been funnier to me is he could have said, basically, if he knew that I knew that the answer to his, I knew the punchline before he said it, then it would have been more funny if he said, "Do you know why they chose me to host the Golden Globes this year? It's because I'm the most qualified person for the job." Which would just, add an extra layer to the meta. But anyways, it was fine. But so Brandon Fraser, who plays the fat guy in The Whale, he was the star of The Mummy back in the 90s, if you remember him. He had said that he boycotted the Golden Globes because they're racist. And so he didn't go. And he'd said he wouldn't go, and I think he didn't go, but that's why I was curious to see who was there. Was there a lot of other people boycotting? But basically, it seemed like everyone was there, everyone you'd expect. I mean, Brad Pitt was right in the front. I don't think Will Smith was there. Let's put it this way. They had enough celebrities that it didn't, if they were missing any of them, you couldn't tell. They had a ton of freaking super famous people. And the feeling I got from the speeches and just the audience reactions was, they like it. They like these actors and directors. They like getting awards. They enjoy it. Like, they don't want the Oscars and the Golden Globes to go away. Who knows? They got the Critics' Choice or the whatever. There's the Screen Actors Guild Awards or who knows what. Anyways, they like having lots of awards. And so they were happy to see the Golden Globes back. They got to do, I don't know if I looked at red carpet stuff. Anyways, they get to do the red carpet. And so I don't know the ratings they got. And I don't know if like anti-woke YouTube people are going to be criticizing it a bunch or not. But I enjoyed it. And they did what they had to do. I mean, they did their homework. They got it very, very diverse. They got the gender thing completely covered. I mean, they They dotted their I's, they crossed their T's, they put the little tail on the Q. I mean, they got it done.
Okay, I went and watched some YouTube videos on the Golden Globes. 5.5 million people watched it, which is the same as 2 years ago. And then in 2020, it was 18.5 million people. So it's way down. Same thing with the Oscars. Like, I think people are watching stuff on Netflix and YouTube. They don't give a shit about network TV. But apparently, 5.5 million is enough for second on the night. CBS has a bunch of like shows for old people, and they won the night, but NBC was second. I mean, I don't have TV. I don't even know what was on Fox and ABC. So like I said, Brendan Fraser didn't go, but I had forgotten he was in a feud with the Golden Globes for years. He said that he got Me Too'd, like man on man groping. And it was that chief of the Golden Globes who, this part, that's pretty funny, I had forgotten, but he had sent out a email a few years ago that said that Black Lives Matter is a racist organization. That was what kind of got the whole thing rolling, their problems. And then also, when the problem started, Tom Cruise, he had won 3 Golden Globes, he gave them back. And so one of the jokes that the host did was he came out with the three, I guess the real honest to God ones, probably not, the 3 Golden Globe statues that had gone to Tom Cruise. And he said, "I wonder if we can trade these 3 statues for the name of some woman you never heard of, but apparently she's a woman who said she was kidnapped by the Church of Scientology." And then if you care who the winners are, definitely don't go by my podcast. I have forgotten. But they break up everything into drama, and then they have a second version of musical or comedy. So for every best picture, there's 2 of them. For every best actor, there's 2 of them, etc. Tons of people won. And Cate Blanchett, I think she might have won. She didn't show up. Zendaya, she didn't show up. So maybe a few famous actors, well, women. All the people who didn't show up besides Tom Cruise and Brendan Fraser were women. Well, that's stupid. Anyways, some men and some women didn't show up. Amanda Seyfried, if you even know who that is, she didn't go. And then something that was interesting. So right now, California has like massive rain and flooding, and Kevin Costner lives in Santa Barbara, and he couldn't go. He said he was sheltering in place because he's in the middle of a flood. And so the 2020 Golden Globes that had 18.5 million people, big audience, big success. It was Ricky Gervais was the host. And I highly recommend go on YouTube, watch his opening monologue, but it was just a straight up anti-woke monologue. I mean, it was hilarious. Like, I don't remember the jokes, but it was absolutely hilarious. And he was basically like, "All right, all you rich, white, woke actors, America doesn't care about you. Don't come up here and tell us your politics and tell us how, you think that part of America is evil. Just, sit, come up, accept your award, and shut the fuck up." So basically, the Golden Globes was kind of like an anti-woke awards show. In 2020, they were telling you, "Don't be woke. That's stupid." And the guy in charge was saying that Black Lives Matter was racist. And the answer is, woke Hollywood put the hammer down on their asses. And now they're back and they're woke, but it's not clear if they actually believe in their own wokeness. They might be kind of just putting off a show, on a show. And also, one YouTube guy, Scott Merle, he said that it was long and boring. And so it's interesting because I watch my National Football League games on YouTube, and they break them, they cut them down to about 15 minutes of pure action. And if I eat a bunch of turkey and mashed potatoes and sit down to watch an NFL game the last 3 hours on TV, I might fall asleep. But on YouTube, at 15 minutes, they're like a blast. And so apparently it's the same thing with the awards show. I really enjoyed it. And that's because I just watched the super shortened version of it, but still long and boring.
Twitter handle @AntiWokePodcast. Please tell a friend about this podcast, and thanks for listening.